Here in the U.S., childcare is in fact one of the biggest challenges facing families. Whether or not a parent works, at some point they will have to turn to someone else to help watch that child. Is it in a daycare center or home care? Will a family have to hire a nanny, share a babysitter, or turn to grandparents? And how will they pay for all of this? Now, before you assume this story has no relation to your life if you don't have children, look around. This is what preoccupies fellow drivers in traffic rushing to get home. It's what complicates the schedule for coworkers. It has an impact on America's productivity. So we gathered a group of parents to join us in Studio 4A to talk about the challenges of childcare. We sat in a circle on comfy couches. All the parents are from the D.C. area where the cost of living is quite high. And before we start our conversation, some quick introductions.
My name is Sharon Johnson.
Sharon Johnson takes care of her 3-year-old grandson while his parents work.
My name is Angela Tillman. I'm a single mom
who works long hours. After ups and downs with several daycare providers, a lifelong friend now cares for her special needs son.
My name is Corey Driscoll. I'm a stay-at-home mom of 2 small girls.
She's also a lawyer by training who describes herself as an accidental stay-at-home mom.
My name is Kelly Ruska, and I have a soon-to-be 8-year-old daughter, Emily.
Kelly Ruska's husband is on active duty in the Navy.
My name's Tanae Folia. I have 4.5-month-old twins.
While she and her husband work in downtown D.C. and au pair cares for the babies.
My name is Adam Graham.
Adam Graham is the lone father in our group. A former stay-at-home dad, he now works as a high school teacher. He and his wife have 2 daughters, 14 and 9. And then there's Stacy Ferguson. She works as a lawyer for the federal government, and she's had every kind of childcare imaginable for her 3 kids.
And now we are in transition, so we're entering another crazy chapter. But our wonderful, fabulous angel of a nanny for 4 years got married and moved to Philly. And so while we are so
really
happy for her.
Right,
exactly. We were like, yay! Oh. You know, she's gone. And so she just left last month. So we're literally, my husband and I are trying to figure out how to manage all 3 schedules. Everyone's at a different stage. And then we have to commute to D.C. from Maryland every day. So it's a little bit of a nightmare. Not to mention, I have no help with laundry and I'm just completely overwhelmed. So, you know, we're making it work, but it's definitely been a journey.
For today, everybody's child care is in order, but I wondered how our group handled the inevitable complications, a sick day, an unplanned business trip. Are there backups to the backups? How does that all work?
This is Stacy. We really don't have a backup. The backup is us, me and my husband. All of our grandparents are in Florida, so they're a ways away, and we don't have family here, so it's just us. So if the child care falls through, then either I leave work or my husband leaves work.
Have any of you ever had been in a pinch where you've had to bring a child to work with you? Or
2 weeks ago.
Yep.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And what about a situation where maybe someone is sick, but they're on the cusp? The nose is runny.
No.
Is it running clear or not?
Yeah.
Do I have to take a sick day? Do I send them to school and hope that I don't get that call at 10 a.m. saying, come get your child?
Just last week, I sent my friend a text saying, I'm the worst mother in the world because I just dropped Lauren off at camp and she was sick. But I had to go to work. Mm-hmm. I felt really crappy that day that it was something that I had to do.
When you go to work, you don't want to let people know really how much of a juggling act it is. So when you're at work, you're trying to make sure that people think that you're skating along, that everything is good. And so you don't really talk about how difficult it is and how scary it is and how terrifying it is in some cases because you really don't want to show that side of yourself. Is that part of the reason, at least, that this isn't a public discussion?
Yeah, you raised a great point. I think it most definitely is, and I'm hoping that things are changing now as the workforce becomes more balanced and more dads are more active at home and more moms are going back in the workforce. I hope that's going to become part of the larger discussion.
Corey here. One of the reasons I left a private firm in 2007 was because I felt that I would be completely unsupported when I had a family. I actually called my husband on the phone in our first year marriage and said, I cannot work here and have a family. I have to go. And when I parted on good terms with this firm, which was made up of mostly men whose spouses were at home or partners were at home with their children. And there was one woman partner who had no children. And I would be probably the first woman associate in line to have a child and kind of test this firm out, which I did not want the role of doing. A male partner came to me to say his goodbyes and must have on some level sensed that I wanted to have a family and actually had the gall to say to me, "You can't do both." Wow. You can't do both. And right there, he just confirmed every feeling and fear I had of staying in that particular practice.
Yeah. Is there ever any discomfort that your children get closer to someone else or get very close to someone else and you realize that wait, all that love is supposed to be generated toward me.
This is Stacey, and I was totally okay with it. Because I loved Carol, too. And it's funny because now she's gone. And my son, the other day, he fell and scraped his knee, and he called her name. And I was like, But you know, at the same time, I'm okay with it because I know that just means that she would have held him and called him where I was like, "Oh, you're fine. Get up." So,
Angela?
Well, I spend maybe about 10 to 12 hours a day away from my child where he's with somebody else. His bus comes up at 7:30 during the school year, and I get home at around 7 o'clock. More than anything, I feel more grateful that there's somebody else there who cares about him that much. That's a greater sense of comfort, I think, than, you know, a source of jealousy. Because when you're not there, you want somebody else that your child feels is comparable to you. If he's doing well, then that's all you can ask for.
That's single mom Angela Tillman. Tomorrow, the dollars and cents of childcare. Often, it adds up to frustration.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.